Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Stays In with Saj podcast. It is I, your host, Sajida Dahlia. And today, I have a really special episode for you. For those of you that fail to remind yourselves, and for those of you that don't have anyone to remind you, I'm here to do that. You can tell from the title. The title is In Case No One Has Told You. Well, I am here to tell you. So, before we begin with the episode, I would like to thank those of you that have come this far with me on this beautiful journey. Those of you that are consistent listeners of the podcast, those of you that are always sending in your reviews, your emails, your DMs, I'm always reading them. Those of you that always review each and every episode I upload, I really appreciate it. I don't even know how to say this to you guys, but I really appreciate every single thing you guys do for me. I appreciate this platform that you guys have given me. This podcast would not be possible without you guys, the viewers, and I really appreciate it. All I can say is Alhamdulillah and thank you for everything, guys. So now let us get on with the episode. In case no one has told you, you are right where you're meant to be. I want you guys to accept the fact that every single thing in your life happens for a reason, be it good or bad. But then sometimes things happen to you that to you it may seem like it's a bad thing, but then it could be a good thing in disguise. Like you could fall out with your friends and you love them so much and you're so sad from it and you might be in a very terrible mood for a very long period of time because of that. You might see it as a bad thing and things are not working out in your favor, but then once you've cleared your head and you sit down to actually think, you might be able to see the good in that. Maybe your friends were a bad influence on you and they were never the kind of people to motivate you to do better or to advise you to do better. They were always the kind of people that would pull you into trouble, and whenever you were doing something bad, they were always there to hype you up. You losing them was more of a blessing than it was a curse. Everything happens for a reason, and you were right where you were meant to be. You were meant to experience that loss for you to become a better person. When life knocks you down, you get back up stronger. So the quote I'm going to say now is from a particular fitness influencer I saw on TikTok, but then she used it in a different context. The context she used it in was related to fitness and doing what is right for yourself when it comes to your eating habits and working out. So what she said was, the time is going to pass anyway. So the context I'm going to use it in is related to you giving up on things whenever they fail. The time is going to pass anyway, so you might as well use it trying to pick yourself back up. I don't know if you understand what I just said, but I'm going to explain it to you guys. Let me create a scenario. So you're doing something, you've been working hard on something, and then you don't get the results that you intended on getting. And then you choose to give up. Maybe for like 6 months, you're not doing anything. You choose to give up and you don't focus on anything new. You're just sore and you're just mentally drained. You've given up completely. You don't want to do it again. Those 6 months have gone to waste because you chose not to use them to try again till you've gotten the results. At last, you just chose to give up completely. But had it been you did not give up and you used those 6 months to try again and try again and try again till you finally achieved the goal that you wanted to achieve, those 6 months would have not been time wasted. So now if you look back at the quote that she gave that I just told you guys, the time is going to pass anyway. What it's basically trying to say is those 6 months, you using them and not using them, the time is still going to pass. So you might as well have used those 6 months trying again rather than making it time wasted. I hope you get the logic here, what I'm trying to say basically. So the next is focus on the good and the good will follow. If you believe that you deserve good things, you're going to have good things. But then if you believe that you deserve bad things, you're going to have bad things. If you believe that good things happen to you, then good things are going to keep happening to you. But then if you believe that bad things always happen to you, then bad things are going to keep happening to you. You always have to find the good in everything, because everything that happens to you, there is good in it. Sometimes we might not see it, but then there is always good in whatever happens to you. In case no one has told you, remember to take care of yourself. You cannot pour from an empty cup. Basically, this one is talking about prioritizing yourself. You can't help others when you're not done helping yourself. You need to learn to start putting yourself first. Because if you're not satisfied with yourself, then how are you going to make other people satisfied with themselves? Unless you're going to be lying to them. That's the only way. In case no one has told you, the person you were yesterday would be so proud of the person you are today. I want to believe that everyone that is listening to this podcast has been on a similar journey as mine, not similar, but then has also been on a personal development journey and has been trying to become the best version of themselves. And I just want to tell you that the fact that you have made that step of wanting to become the best version of yourself is proof enough that you are doing great. And the person you were yesterday would look at you today and would be so proud that you have made that step and you're trying to do better and you're trying to become the best version of yourself. In case no one has told you, you are probably struggling now because you are so close to your goal, so close. So do not give up, because majority of the time you would only be losing your mind when you know you've put in a lot of hard work and you've had sleepless nights. If you were a carefree person and you literally did not care about the end result, then you'd probably be so relaxed and you'd be floating on a cloud. But then because you know you've worked so hard to achieve this goal, you've reached that point whereby you're just doubting yourself, but then you are so close. You are almost at the finish line. Just two more wide steps, and you're going to be there, and you're going to break the barrier and cross, and you're going to be there. In case no one has told you, if someone has shown you countless times that you're not worth their time or their replies, let them be. It's better for you to walk away while you still have your self-respect rather than walking on eggshells around someone that is too blind to see your value. Stop trying to salvage something that's already dead. If it's meant for you, it's going to be for you. If it's not meant for you, then you have to let it go. You have to accept that most things would come to their natural end. It's eventually going to live its course. So it's better for you to accept it and not hold on to something that is already gone. In case no one has told you, your effort is not in vain. Your hard work will pay off sooner or later. You just have to have a positive mindset when it comes to things like this. You have to believe, in order for something to happen to you, you have to believe that you deserve it, and you have to believe that it's going to happen to you. You can't have, when you want something badly, you can't have a negative mindset towards it. You should not even have a negative mindset towards it. Be delusional. Be delusional. If you want something, be delusional. You have to believe that you're going to get it. And you know you've worked hard. You know you've worked so hard. So you have to know that it's eventually going to pay off. Even if it doesn't pay off, then it's going to pay on later in life. So you just have to stay positive and keep grinding. In case no one has told you this, do not waste your time hating your past self for actions you committed and now regret. Rather, accept that you've done it and move on. That is the only way you can truly grow. I see a lot of things online, and I saw something related to this online. The person you were before is still the person you are now, because you were once that person. So that person is still in you. You're just living a different version of yourself now. So that person you were before is still within you. That's why sometimes you're able to look back and you're like, oh my gosh, I hate how I acted before, because a part of you is still that person, but then the part of you that you are living now is an entirely different person because you've grown out of that person. But that person was still you and is still in you. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. It's a complicated theory, but then I saw it online. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is, if you keep hating yourself for the actions you committed in the past, you're never going to break free from that regret. You're still going to be living in regret. It's better for you to accept it. Yes, I took these actions in my past and now I have moved on from them. that's all you can do, to be honest. Because if you waste your time hating it, it's affecting you. And you all the time, you're literally going to cringe anytime you think about it. But then if you accept it, yes, been there, done that, let's move on. As simple as ABC. And from then on, all you can do is try to do better, try to improve yourself so you don't end up making the same mistakes that you made in the past. Last but not the least, in case no one has told you, happiness comes from within. You can only learn to be happy when you're at peace with yourself, and you can only learn to love others properly when you learn to love yourself. I'm going to talk about the happiness part first before I talk about the love yourself part. So I said happiness comes from within. Basically, what I'm saying is you can only make yourself happy. No one can do that for you. If someone else is making you happy, then it's temporary. Because if you put your happiness in the hands of others, you are giving them the power to take it away from you. If your happiness solely resides in someone being with you, then the moment they leave, you are going to be unhappy. I don't know why I said that slowly, like I was breaking it down because I'm trying to get you guys to understand this. I can't tell you the way you should be happy, and I can't tell you what is going to make you happy. But one thing I'm going to tell you is, when you are at peace with yourself, you would not constantly be seeking validation or approval from others, but rather you have that fulfillment from within. Because you are at peace with yourself, and that fulfillment brings about happiness. And then when it also comes to love, you can only learn to love others properly when you love yourself. Let me give you guys an example. If you have a jar of cookies and you wish to share that jar of cookies with others, if the jar is empty, you can't share the cookies with others. So similarly, if you don't love and care for yourself, it's hard to give that love to others. Loving yourself is accepting and appreciating the person that you are, just like you would appreciate your friend or your siblings. When you love yourself, you treat yourself with so much kindness and respect, just like you would treat any other person that you care about. So when you've learned to love yourself, you understand what love feels like. And this would help you to love others in a healthy and in a genuine way. You've shown yourself so much kindness and respect, and you know how important those things are. So it's easier for you to show those things to someone you love. And it's way easier for you to not get walked over and for you to not tolerate BS because you love yourself enough to put yourself first and not tolerate anyone's BS. In case no one has told you today, you are an amazing person, and thank you for listening to this podcast up till the end. I really appreciate it. Don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and also ratings or on Spotify. And if you have any questions or if you want to talk to me, be sure to DM me on the Instagram account at the Stazen with Saj Podcast. Or if you're not the type to DM anyone, you can send me an email at sajidadahlia@outlook.com. I'm always looking forward to your messages, and I love communicating with you guys. By the way, we are back in school, second semester. You guys, I'm looking, the only reason why I like second semester is because I have something to look forward to, because after second semester is summer break, and I am looking forward to summer break. It's like the longest break ever. It's like 3 to 4 months, and it's the best thing ever, to be honest. You're just chilling, working on yourself, doing your own thing. I don't know. You just have so much time to do so many things, and I just love that. Enough talk about summer holiday, guys. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Bye!